Onondaga County updated school district guidance Thursday that allows districts to decrease the amount of distance between students' desks. The change is an attempt to get more children back into schools. County Health Commissioner Dr. Indu Gupta said after she and her team examined available data, it was clear that transmission rates among children in school were no different than transmission rates among children doing remote learning.
And I did not take it lightly. It's not that, you know, I had to think through it, the process, quite a bit, look at the evidence and say, do I feel comfortable at this point that can you go forward? And we can rescind it. If something at any point, if there is, we see any problem.
To adopt the policy recommendations, school districts must maintain current public health measures such as face masks, health screenings, and asymptomatic testing in buildings. Schools will also need to install physical barriers between student desks, such as plexiglass. County Executive Ryan McMahon said the county will pay for partitions for any school that needs them. However, ordering partitions and implementing this policy will take time.
It can't happen tomorrow. We're going to order partitions. That will take a little bit of time for them to get here. But also, we want to do this right. And so by doing it right, you need to work through the stakeholders, address every concern you can.
The updated guidance comes as Onondaga County experiences low, stabilized coronavirus transmission rates and an increased number of vaccinated adults. McMahon said 28% of adults in the county are vaccinated, and some eligible groups are close to full vaccination.
We've been working with educators. We've been reserving slots. This week, we reserved a certain number of slots, and we would have given the educators more slots. We were not able to fill the slots. So we think we're doing really to the point where we may be getting to capacity.
McMahon said he expects eligibility to open up further in the coming weeks. The county received an increase in vaccine allotment this past week and 1,000 doses of the recently approved Johnson & Johnson vaccine. McMahon said the single-dose shot will be used for homebound community members. Restaurant workers, hotel employees, and Uber drivers are now eligible to receive a shot at county locations as well as the state-run facility at the fairgrounds. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.